So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
There is a plan now by the State Education Department that has portrait of a graduate that doesn't necessarily take away from the Regents exam, but adds different ways for a student to graduate. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, as someone who has long believed in the priority of educating the whole child, it's a step in the right direction that is kind of a long time in coming, frankly. You know, there are lots of kids who have aptitudes in lots of areas and demonstrate their knowledge and skills in lots of different ways. And the portrait of a graduate acknowledges that simple fact of human development and allows schools to have some flexibility in terms of how they assess kids' knowledge and skills and abilities in each area.
How are these different methods, how effective are they compared to that standardized Regents test?
Well, I mean, we've been doing it for decades in every school across the state. Sometimes it's portfolios, sometimes it's debates, sometimes it's an essay, sometimes it's creating a short film. There's all kinds of ways that today and for decades we have been assessing kids in authentic ways, in ways that are consistent with the way the world exchanges information and kind of talks about the issues that we face. So it makes all the sense in the world for this, for the way the world works to finally work its way into the state assessment system the way it's been operating in our schools for decades.
Now, you'll be taking over the reins at Hilbert College on an interim basis. When it comes to colleges, looking at students, accepting them, and they see this instead of or in addition to Regents scores, how can that affect whether that might be someone a college might be interested in accepting?
I think it provides kids with all kinds of ways to support their college readiness. There's an awful lot we can't assess in a Regents assessment. I've been teaching and working with kids for 30 years, and I can tell you that there are countless times where the ability of a student is not even close to captured on a Regents exam score. So it's a value add for kids, it's a value add for the system, it's a value add for colleges, it's a value add from a human perspective. I've been critical of the State Education Department where I think they've gotten it wrong, and I'm going to compliment the heck out of them when I think they get something right, and they've gotten it right here.
And how effective do you think this will be for teachers to teach students and students to apply the knowledge they've learned over the year?
Well, the portrait of a graduate is much more consistent with the way humans live their lives today. Even college education, teaching methods are changing at the college level. There are very few things in the real world. Once a kid hits the age of 23 or 24, there are no more paper and pencil tests, no more murky rubrics that determine whether they're proficient or not. Success in the world is determined by many, many more things than what somebody might put on a piece of paper. Human interaction, the ability to access information, judge its veracity, test it for bias, draw effective conclusions, take right action based on those conclusions, reassess your conclusions and your actions when new information comes available, which happens every single day. Like, those are critical human skills, and they're not easily tested in a multiple choice format. So this type of a movement towards emphasizing other more authentic assessments that assess kids in real world ways makes all the sense in the world, and it's going to be very, very, it's already effective in our schools every single day, and there's no reason why it wouldn't be effective as a part of the state assessment regime. The one thing that I will say is that a significant factor in the success is the ability of the state to invest in the professional development and the other resources that school districts are going to need to operationalize this, because it's a significant shift. So there's got to be a significant investment financially that's got to happen over a period of years, and then some faith and trust in school districts to give them the autonomy to make it happen in a way that's consistent with the needs of their particular school district. Oftentimes it's forgotten that New York State is a large and diverse state with 743 school districts from Buffalo to Montauk and from, you know, Malone to Whitesville. So the state's got to invest, and they've got to do it in a way that allows the type of autonomy that school districts need to meet the unique needs of their students.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.